And now, it can be told. Dave and Darren with the Top 5 Things podcast. That's what we're doing. Thanks for downloading it, subscribing to it, and now listening to it. If you get a chance, leave a review of it on the iTunes.
For the review of the week.
Well, that's coming up, isn't it? My name is Dave, his name is Darren, and these are the top five things that we did on our morning show.
The podcast is brought to you by Nature's Treatment of Illinois. They've got two locations, Tech Drive in Milan, West Main Street in Galesburg. Milan is open every day. Galesburg is open weekdays and Saturdays. Nature's Treatment offers a wide selection of products for recreational use, including flower, vapes, and edibles. Make sure you sign up for the newsletter and connect with Nature's Treatment on Twitter and Instagram.
Number one.
Number one.
Number one.
You remember last week we had the story of the chunk of ice, the big block of ice that went through a roof at a family's home in Florida?
And we think it fell off a plane?
We don't know. That's the thing. They don't know. They're still investigating. And what is more problematic is it's happened again, only this time in Wisconsin, the Florida of the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
13-pound chunk of ice crashed through the ceiling of this dude's bedroom in Elk Mound, over by there in Elk Mound, Yahe. Here's the news in Wisconsin covering, again, a giant chunk of ice falling from the sky, which is, you know...
not the best.
It's not ideal. You start your day with a giant chunk of ice crashing through your roof...
Population 785.
Elk Mound is?
Yes.
That's not great. No thanks. 13-pound chunk of ice crashes through this dude's roof in...
New tonight on News 18. Imagine trying to get up and get ready for your day, but instead of having to shut off your alarm clock... you're greeted by a cannonball-sized chunk of ice.
Now, this strange icy incident left one Elk Mound family with a large hole right above their bed.
When they'd rather be just using an alarm clock to
do that.
Oh, yeah, hater.
Waking up naturally.
Imagine waking up with an alarm clock. Now imagine that alarm clock is a cannonball full of ice, yeah, hater.
Meteorologist Justin Esterly has the story.
I was reading to the kids, and I heard a thump.
And I was sitting right here, like right here.
This, by the way.
What kind of shirt is that
he's wearing a camouflage Packers shirt. Because everything they do up there is self-parody. It's like a tie-dye camo Packers shirt.
I didn't get a good look at it.
And I thought, was there a car crash?
And it landed right there.
Oh my gosh.
Inches. Within inches of me.
It looked like a bomb went off in here.
I would compare it to a 12 gauge or a little louder.
A big hole in the roof. It's like, where in the world did that come from?
It was that quick. It was like, boom, it was done.
One Elk Mound man had a bit of a rude wake-up call this morning after this ball of ice crashed through his bedroom ceiling.
Okay, the ice is still not melted.
I don't think that's ice.
What in the world?
That might be just a big hunk of meth.
If he still has it, how does the ice not melt?
A different kind of ice, I think, is
here. Here it is, dear, yeah.
12.6.
Uh-huh. It weighing in at a whopping 12.6 pounds.
Did it hit you?
It grazed me. As soon as that come through, everything else was like a dust of... yeah. Insulation, and I couldn't see.
12 pounds of ice causing thousands in damage.
Okay, so they're keeping it in the freezer.
There's more than $1,000 worth of damage up there.
Here is one of the support beams.
Come out.
What's left of it.
Yeah.
The big question left on everyone's mind is, where did it come from?
Because there was a big black cloud above it, and of course we just had the storms this morning.
Officials from the National Weather Service office in Chanhassen, Minnesota, said this morning's storms weren't strong enough to cause any hail that big.
It'd be neat to see what it analyzes at the contents of the ice ball and figure out possibly where it came from.
All I know is God had to have been watching out for me because I could have died.
So,
I could have.
Well, God could have also moved the ice so that it didn't hit your house, but...
Absolutely. Unbelievable story. News 18 did reach out to UW-Eau Claire's chemistry and biochemistry department to take samples and analyze the contents of the ice.
We haven't heard back yet.
Oh, yeah, hey, they haven't gotten back to us, yeah, hey, but they will. You know, they like to look at the ice and all whatnot.
Guess we wouldn't be doing our jobs if we didn't ask you what you think of the Aaron Rodgers holdout.
How did they not ask him that? Is this 13-pound block of ice the worst thing that happened to you this spring?
Do you think this is a sign from God concerning the Aaron Rodgers holdout?
I'll tell you, this block of ice, I blame that Shailene Woolley. I think she's behind it. That girl from...
This is the fault in her stars.
I blame her, just like I blamed Olivia Munn and that Danica Patrick. I think they're all in league to get this.
They're all just whispering craziness in the guy's head.
Oh, yeah, they fill his head with all these notions, Yahey. And, over here in Elk Mound, God was watching over me, that's for sure. He says it grazed him in the head.
Him in the head?
That's what he said. He goes, yeah, it grazed me right here.
See this dead patch? Probably not coming back.
They don't think that the hair's ever going to grow back. Yeah, hey, I got this dead patch right here, and they think it's permanent. But
it's as dead as my affection for Aaron Rodgers.
And for him not showing up at OTAs, you know, that the hell of it is, all of these things are happening at the same time, yeah, hey. You got everything going on with Aaron Rodgers, and then
conspiring because five of the receivers didn't show up either.
I understand they're voluntary OTAs, but still in all, you got this when you get right, you know. You get right in late May, yeah, hey. That'd be great if that's all he wanted to talk about. Yeah, 13-pound block of ice almost killed me, but I'll tell you the hell of it is, Derek. I just don't know how. Is Jordan Love ready to take the reins?
I don't think he is.
That's all he wants to talk about. I just don't think he's ready.
Number two.
It's that time of year, getting ready for a lot of high school and college graduations. And, of course, that means seniors doing their class pranks. Was that something you did at Orient? Did you guys do like a class prank?
I don't remember a prank. I remember a water balloon being thrown that I believe hit one of the... I didn't throw it.
Well, that's not a class prank. That's just somebody up for mischief.
Well, yeah, but they ended up hitting someone. I think they were doing like a parade kind of in the parking lot. And everyone came out to take a look that wasn't a senior, including the help in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And from what I was told, someone got hit in the face with a water balloon and...
Like a lunch lady?
And knocked out.
No. Oh, that's terrible.
Let's see what you kids are up to.
So the 1984 Orient Chargers class prank...
83.
Was 83, even better.
Was to seek revenge.
Was to knock out the cafeteria ladies? That's horrendous.
Apparently.
Oh, no. The high school in Texas, Comfort High School, 40 seniors... I think the graduating class is like 80.
Uh-huh.
And 40 of them have just received 2-week suspensions. 2-week in-school suspensions for a prank that involved placing plastic forks all throughout the football field.
Uh-huh. Well, that's fanciful.
Half the graduating class, they put...
All that's going to do is help the field. It's just you're aerating the field.
Yeah.
You should be applauding them.
You would think. They planned as a group, half the senior class, 40 of them, to fork the field, which is just basically putting plastic forks in the dirt. And they've been suspended now. Parents saying they're confused why their kids are getting a 2-week in-school suspension for a harmless prank. Many students stuck to forking the field, but then a smaller group went inside the school where they placed things like balloons, saran wrap, and a crooked stag head inside the high school. And that's where things get problematic because your kids broke into the high school. Mm-hmm. So now we got to have consequences. There was also somebody put a small for sale sign on school property. That's a pretty, I mean, these are all pretty standard pranks, right? There's nothing really that imaginative going on here. The stag head was mounted in the
They killed a hallway, stag?
And then there were a couple of balloons scattered in the cafeteria. No damage.
No mention of water balloons.
No destruction. No graffiti. No defacing property. No police reports. No lunch ladies getting knocked out cold, as is the tradition in Henry County. One parent here, Bruce Lott, his son is the salutatorian. Salutatorian, what is that, like second place?
I guess that water balloon just hit her just right.
Right in his sweet spot.
Uh-huh.
Right in her exhaust port.
Yeah.
Great shot, kid. One in a million.
Girl on girl action.
Bruce Lott's son is a salutatorian. Who's the smartest person? That's the valedictorian, right? Is salutatorian like the runner-up?
Sure.
How does that work? That's based on your grade point average?
No, that's the last place.
That would be great. If they let the kid who finished dead last have a couple of words. Oh, that would be great.
Yeah. Dead last, and we're going to be honest, wasn't really even close.
We can't believe we're going to be hearing from a young person who we're sure we can expect great things from. And also on the bill today, someone who we were certain wouldn't make it this
well,
far.
Well, you probably won't recognize him because he wasn't here a lot.
Oh, my God. That would be great. Valedictorian, salutatorian. Do any other kids talk at your high school graduation?
Kids talking?
Yeah, I mean, they have the students, the graduating class talk, right? And then they say, you know, what a crazy 4 years it's been. I remember when we started here. Look at us now. And now the world is ours to do with as we see fit. Right? Isn't that everybody's
high school
speech?
We're
going
to run it into the ground just like our parents and our parents' parents.
Bruce Lott, whose son is a salutatorian, tells the news there in the comfort that he and other parents take issue with the nature of the blanket punishment. As students who only forked the field and students who went inside the school got the same penalty. So there's an inequity there. And now this is becoming kind of a hashtag.
I tell you what.
Where they're saying, free the forking students. Free the forking seniors.
The next fall rolls around, football season.
Yeah.
That field might be in the best shape it's ever been in.
Yeah, until the star quarterback twists his ankle on a fork they didn't catch.
Oh, come on.
A liquor store in town. The sign says, "Congrats, class of 2021. We're so forking proud." The prank took place on May 13th, and the seniors were reprimanded the following Monday. Every student involved got a 2-week in-school suspension
and
are barred from participating in any senior activities. There no senior activities for you bad kids.
Well, that means the graduation will be, it'll just fly by half the time. Now I might actually attend it.
So the kids that didn't do it, Are those just like the nerds, or how does that work? Because there's like 80 kids in this class and 40 of them did it. How did the other 40 not do it? That's Mike. It's a small town, right? Webster's Dictionary defines the plastic fork as a utensil. Like, do they have to come up with a new valedictorian now? Every valedictorian speech is the same. And how hard we all worked and all we achieved. And the world is our oyster. And we're gonna make the world a better place. And you just sit there as an adult and quietly snicker to yourself.
Snickers!
Dummy.
Number three.
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 Ever been to Altamont, Illinois?
No.
I wasn't aware Altamont, Illinois was even a place.
Where is it?
Altamont, Illinois is in Effingham County.
Okay, I've been to Effingham.
Altamont. Who's fighting and what for? Why are we fighting, brothers and sisters? We don't want to fight. Look, man, either those cats cool it or we don't play. There's a McDonald's that's in the headlines.
Yeah.
They're in Altamont, Illinois. They are so desperate for people to come and work at the McDonald's that they will give you a free iPhone if you'll just work there for 6 months.
Huh. So you get it after the 6 months?
Yes.
Okay.
If you stay for 6 months, they will hand you an iPhone.
Do they pay it as well? Because otherwise, it's a bad deal.
I think you get paid.
Yeah, okay, good.
And they are ramping up their recruitment. This happens during summertime, but this year, obviously, I mean, everybody's heard about how lots of places are, as they say,
struggling.
Right.
Struggling.
Struggling to get people to come and work for them. Restaurants offering a range of benefits, including pay incentives, something called appreciation pay.
How about a hot apple pie?
What the hell is appreciation pay?
I don't know. Above and beyond your pay, I guess.
A little appreciation. There's also sign-on and referral bonuses, plus paid time off. Appreciation pay. Okay, so that's something, I guess...
Yeah, I'm going to need to take that paid time off.
I had never heard of this. Appreciation day is something that some employers implemented during the pandemic, sometimes referred to as hazard pay or hero pay. So if you worked, if you continued to work in a service industry, you're being given a little something extra for the effort.
That makes
sense.
Which
does make sense. Yeah, there is eligibility criteria. You have to work for 6 months there. And there are also unspecified employment criteria to be eligible for the iPhone. Fast food industry has a crushing labor shortage. A lot of chains like Subway and Dunkin' are cutting their opening hours and closing down their dining rooms because they just don't have enough people to work. Chipotle, Taco Bell, and others offering perks like cash bonuses, raises, and education benefits to attract new staff.
I'm listening.
There's a McDonald's in Tampa that's offering $50 just to come in for a job interview. What? They're scrambling for help, and hiring is harder for them than it's been in decades. Hiring in the private sector in the United States accelerated through April, aided by the vaccine rollout, but there are industries that have been hit by huge labor shortages. McDonald's, by the way, also in the news because today's the day they roll out their BTS deal. Now, BTS is the K-pop group.
Yeah, now this looks like a pretty simple meal, though.
There's
nothing too extravagant.
The BTS meal, it's inspired by the group's purple colors. The collection is a perfect representation of an iconic partnership between the two brands.
It's Chicken McNuggets and fries.
No, there's more.
Also a drink, and then they got a couple different dipping sauces.
It's a 10-piece Chicken McNugget, medium fry, and a Coke.
Uh-huh.
And the U.S. debut of two new dipping sauces, sweet chili and Cajun. These are inspired by McDonald's South Korea recipes. So I guess in South Korea, you can get sweet chili and Cajun dipping sauces for your nuggets. That's like a regular thing over there.
Okay.
You would think that they would make it, since they're a K-pop band, you would make it some sort of South Korean dipping sauce.
I ate McDonald's in Japan once.
How'd that go for you?
It was fine. We were in the Tokyo Tower.
Mm-hmm.
And I was hungry.
And you're in Japan and you think, why don't I get something I could get every day of my
life? Well, it was just something quick inside the Tokyo Tower.
I get it. There are also a never-before-seen digital surprises, they say.
Had some good Mexican food in Japan, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
BTS. Are there seven dudes in this band?
There's a lot. I don't know who the leader is.
Do they have a leader?
I don't know.
They can't all be equal. You can't have seven. They're all singing and dancing? Do they play instruments? They don't, right?
No, I don't think so. I think they sing and dance.
Seven guys is too many for a boy band. Although, what do I know? They're the biggest band on planet Earth right now, so don't listen to me.
They're bigger than all the boy bands combined.
They are, right?
Yeah.
This BTS is a thing. Are they getting play here, like locally?
I don't know.
On the CHR stations?
I don't know.
They are, right? Because I think they're a big deal. They're like a top 40
sensation.
Yeah. Do they have like the number one song right now or something? They just released a new song called Butter.
They have the top 100 songs.
All top 100 of them?
Yes, all 100.
I don't see him here in the top 10.
And yet all they can come up with for these guys is Chicken McNuggets.
I don't see him in the top 10.
Okay.
But well, I see...
Maybe it's not their turn.
Wait a minute. Who's J. Cole? J. Cole has like 10 songs in the top 20. Who's J. Cole? Should I know who that is?
Jake Cole?
J, the letter J, and then Cole. C-O-L-E. J. Cole is at number 2 with My Life, number 5 with Amare, number 7 with Pride is the Devil. That's J. Cole collaborating with Lil Baby. J. Cole is at number 8 with 95 South. J. Cole at number 13 with Applying Pressure. Number 14 with 100 Mil. Number 17 with Interlude. This can't be. This has got to be. They're not playing this many songs by whoever this J. Cole is. Number 20 with Punching the Clock. Number 9 with Let Go My Hand.
Number 40, Let Go My Clock.
Number 40 is Back in Blood. Pooh Shiesty featuring Lil Durk. That's...
You ridiculous people.
Well, okay. Good luck to you with all of that.
Don't stand a chance.
I'm thinking that's because streaming is now such a big part of what the charts are.
Uh-huh.
Because that doesn't make any sense. That one guy would have 10 songs in the top 20. And I mean, I don't know who he is, but that doesn't make any sense. I'm guessing that's a rapper. It's got to be a rapper, right? Okay, here I'm looking at the radio airplay.
Uh-huh.
Justin Bieber has the number one song, followed by The Weeknd, The Kid LAROI, and Dua Lipa. Okay, that makes a little bit more sense. BTS right now, Butter, debuting at number 21 on the charts. So that could be the song of the summer, Dan.
Sure. Well, it sounds like it.
Mm.
Butter in summer.
Have you heard any of Butter from the BTS? Would you like to hear a little taste of Butter? There's another guy who is making headlines for McDonald's. He's getting a lot of people. He's yumboed a ton of people.
Into thinking
that you can get a secret birthday cake at McDonald's.
Ah.
TikTok user sharing a video of himself ordering what he says is a secret menu item. The video quickly went viral. This guy's name is Callum Ryan. And in the video, he drives to a McDonald's. He orders the birthday cake from the drive-thru, and then they give it to him at the next window. It's in a huge white box, white cake that has a large happy birthday message written on it, and then there's an image of Ronald McDonald. So he gets this top-secret birthday. No, it's all fake. The post got thousands of likes and comments, and people are now driving to McDonald's asking for birthday cake.
He knows somebody at the McDonald's?
He must.
Yeah.
McDonald's insisting no such cake exists and that this video is fake.
Well, it's real, but...
It's a staged video.
Yeah.
So he got a cake printed at like a grocery store.
Sure, gave it to him.
Yeah, and then filmed it to make it look like this is a thing. You cannot... They will not just hand you a secret birthday cake.
Now, they do have cake at KFC.
Birthday cake?
Well, I mean, if it's your birthday.
Really?
Yeah, they got like a chocolate cake and then they have like a lemon cake.
The video for butter broke the record for views on YouTube in 24 hours. So yeah, they had a day after they released it, the BTS released this video, a day after they released it, which was on Thursday, the thing had 109 million views.
Now, does BTS stand for something?
I'm sure it does. I wish I knew what it was. Butter tastes great. I don't know. That's not BTS.
No.
Wow, that's atrocious.
So they don't sing in Korean?
No. No, that's not what they do. That's not. I think most K-pop is in English, right?
Hmm.
BTS stands for the Bangtan Boys.
Oh, okay.
They are a 7-member South Korea boy band that started in 2010.
Jeez.
Well, but these kids can't be the same original kids, right?
Oh, they pull that whole Menudo trick?
Is it like South Korean Menudo? Because if you were... These kids haven't been doing this for 11 years. That doesn't make any sense. I don't know. The more I look into this BTS, I have more questions than answers. They have sold throughout the course of the world. Oh gosh. Yeah, they've sold close to $20 billion worth of records. One in every 13 foreign tourists who visit South Korea are going there to see BTS. What? The band is worth a percentage of South Korea's GDP. They're worth close to $5 billion to the South Korean economy every year. People traveling to South Korea for the band. Wow.
Singing group.
Yeah, I guess they're a singing group. You're right. They're a 7-member boy band, but none of them play instruments.
Number
four.
The folks at McDonald's, we talked about this earlier in the week. They've released the BTS meal.
Yes.
BTS, the K-pop sensation that rules the planet. And here with his review of the BTS meal.
Are you talking about running on empty?
Hello, everyone. This is Running on Empty Food Review. Well, hello, ladies, gentlemen, and everyone watching. Welcome to this newest review, the newest edition of the Running on Empty Food Review series. I'm your host, the Report of the Week. Thanks for tuning in.
Are his fingers getting longer?
They are. I don't know if it's all the fast food, but his fingers are getting to be like 3 feet long. It's something else.
I rushed to get this. It's about probably 15 minutes after this was even released, and I was able to get this. McDonald's is continuing their series of celebrity-themed and endorsed meals with the BTS meal. Now, again, this is the third in the, you know, celebrity lineup of meals. The first was...
If McDonald's ever asked us to do a Dave and Darren meal, what would it be?
Well, what would yours be?
Hot dog.
They don't have hot dogs.
Piece of pizza. I don't know. What do they have at McDonald's on the menu? I would say hamburger, no pickle, no onion, and medium fry. And then whatever Darren wants.
I'll have a Big Mac. I'll have a McRib. I'll have some French fries.
Well, the meal's going to cost $20 then. Can't have that.
And some nuggets.
It was back in, I think, September of 2020 with the Travis Scott meal. The second was a little later with the J Balvin meal. And now the third, and this is really making waves. A lot of people are already real hyped up about it.
So they can't sleep at night. They're so hyped.
Talking about it. They want to know what's in it and if it tastes good.
I haven't seen a kind of sensation like this since the Hindenburg landed in New Jersey. All the humanity.
It's chicken nuggets and fries.
That's all it is.
The BTS meal. Now, this is not going to be, you know, an opinion piece talking about BTS in terms of their music or any of that. Here at this channel, I review the food, and I will let you know what it tastes like and if I feel it's quality and decent.
I'm not going to critique their music.
Frankly, I feel like Ella Fitzgerald takes too many liberties with the music. I like Jolson.
That's what, you know, the point of this video is going to be. We've got the BTS meal. Gonna see what it is and how good it is. So what is the BTS meal? What does it come with? You know, who are BTS? We'll get to all of that right now. So let's run through the facts. The BTS meal is available at the price of $8.50.
What?
It is a meal deal. It comes with a 10-piece chicken McNugget, a medium French fries, a medium Coca-Cola, and the big selling point is that it comes with two new dipping sauces. The first dipping sauce...
$8.50 for nuggets, fries, and a Coke?
I can get you in for under that.
$8.50 for nuggets, fries, and a Coke?
Shouldn't cost that.
Sauce. It's a sweet chili sauce. It's supposed to be sweet and sour with a touch of heat. The second sauce is a Cajun sauce, being described as hot mustard with chili and peppers. So again, it comes with these two new sauces, these two exclusive sauces, at the price of $8.50.
What?
Now, BTS is a world-famous South Korean boy band. You know, they have so many hits. I mean, we can't even go there.
You don't know anything.
You can't name
sing.
One of them.
Stop yourself. If it's not on a 78, you're not listening to it.
But for those of you in the United States, you might know the song Dynamite that was really popular in the last couple of years.
Yeah, never heard.
That was done by BTS.
Okay.
And the new song they just released is
originally Jimmy Walker.
Speaking of Dynamite, my friend Alfred Nobel is doing some great things over there in Switzerland.
Which, if you haven't heard it already, I'm sure you will soon. So that's the gist of the meal. Again, I just got it. It came in this bag. So some people were wondering, well, is there going to be any BTS-themed packaging?
Oh, it's all I've been wondering about. Will the packaging
Why is
be?
The bag so big?
Well, it's... I don't know. And it says McDelivery on it. Did he have it delivered?
I'm not allowed to drive.
I'm not allowed to leave the house. The state of Florida knows why.
At least in my instance, there wasn't. I can't say how it might be in your case. But it came in this big bag. I did open it already just to make sure that I got everything that I was supposed to.
I didn't get ripped off.
I'm not taking any chances.
And now let's... Inside the big bag is a smaller bag.
What's the point of that? I've got this Fabergé egg.
It's like the Russian dolls, but with paper.
And now inside the smaller bag.
Yes, we know how bags work. Just, what are you doing?
Just take a bite out of the nuggets.
All right, let's see what, I'll get to
And
him.
Inside the bag is a box.
Give it a wrap up. Can really definitely smell it already. So let's try it out. The BTS meal from McDonald's going in.
Oh, let's listen to this maniac chew now for half an hour. This cat's got a poker face. I gotta give it to him. Like,
no, he's not giving it away.
He does not give it away with his facial expressions. Now he's nodding like, I get this, I understand.
No, this is food.
I understand what's going on here. Now he's showing us the nugget. A cross-section of the nugget that he just chewed into with his vampire teeth.
The McNuggets are good, by the way. Crispy, but still tender on the inside.
Right, but
yeah,
there's
that's
nothing...
the chicken.
There's nothing different about the McNuggets. It's no, just different dipping sauce, right?
Right.
And just as they always are, so that's number one. All right, so what do I think of the sweet chili sauce? It is spicy. The sweetness is the first thing that you taste.
It took my breath away.
First... hits the tongue, you're going to notice this sweetness. Now, it's not overwhelming.
I want to be careful not to get any of the dipping sauce on this suit. My grandfather was buried in this suit.
Sweet, you know, like candy or anything. But definitely the sweetness. They say sweet and sour, but it's mostly the sweetness. And then you notice the spice.
Ah.
And I would say most recognizably, of course, it's the spice in over chili pepper.
Speaking of spicy, that Rita Moreno is the biggest sensation in all of Broadway.
But most recognizably in this case, it leaves a spicy aftertaste. And it is a spice, even now as I'm still continuing, you know, probably a minute after I had this, I'm still feeling it. Now, it's not hot to the point where I'm desperately, you know, guzzling down the Coca-Cola, but it's definitely, I think for those of you who might be a little more sensitive to heat, definitely have this beverage nearby because it's definitely, it's going to be your friend.
I wouldn't say that it's as hot as the oldest spice, but you know what I'm saying, ladies.
Well, it sounds like he is enjoying the new dipping sauces. It boggles my mind that it's $8.50 for 10 nuggets, a medium fry, and a Coke. That can't be right. But if Review Bra says it,
yeah, because
take it to the bank.
Because you should be able to get 10 nuggets for no more than $5.
Yeah.
A large drink for $1, that's $6.
I want to say 10 nuggets is $4.49 because that's what I get the boy usually. That's his standing order.
Fries shouldn't be that much.
Yeah. Well, that does seem expensive. Maybe he lives.
I've been gouged again.
Maybe there was a delivery charge for him or something.
That could be.
Did he have it delivered?
That well, yes, be. He did have it delivered.
So that it can't possibly be that much. I won't hear of it. The BTS meal. I'm looking it up here on the local McDonald's. That won't let me pull it up yet because it's breakfast hours. Mm. All right. Well, maybe we'll never know what it costs.
Number five.
Brazilian rapper Kevin Nascimento Bueno, who performed as MC Kevin, is dead.
MC Kevin?
MC Kevin. We lost MC Kevin, the Brazilian rapper. Fell to his death in Rio de Janeiro after he jumped off a balcony and plunged several floors. Was he despondent? Was this somebody making a decision to end their life? No. It turns out Bueno was having a threesome with his friend Victor Fontel and fashion model Bianca Dominguez. So Victor, Bianca, and Kevin were in this hotel room having a three-way when someone knocked at the door. Bueno assumed it was his wife, so he got up and bolted.
I'm on edge.
I gotta get out of here. His wife
It's gotta be her.
His wife had been texting and calling with no response and was searching for him there at the hotel. He thought that she found him. Turns out it wasn't even his wife. It was just a friend who knocked at the door of the hotel room.
Hey, what's going on in there? You guys got room for a fourth?
But now he's dead.
Bueno was reportedly attempting to jump onto a terrace below the balcony. He missed and fell 5 stories onto the pool patio below.
Yeah, that'll wake you up. Can you imagine sitting by the pool? Smack.
Oh, no.
Smack!
Dominguez told authorities that she met the men earlier that day on the beach, and she was invited to the rapper's suite. Oh, no. She didn't know that Bueno was married.
Oh, it always sounds like a good idea.
Now, by the way, MC Kevin had only been married for 3 weeks.
Huh. Shine already off of that, huh?
3 weeks into the marriage, you're having a three-way with a buddy and a fashion model.
And I'd only been DJ Kevin for 2 weeks.
MC Kevin. The police chief down there in Rio says, quote, "We must point out that all testimonies report excessive consumption of alcohol and narcotic substances, illicit drugs. Extremely scared, worried about being caught cheating by his wife, he panicked and tried to go down the floor below when he slipped, fell, and unfortunately died." Yeah, I think it would be much easier just to explain to your wife that you're having a three-way than to, go face first into the pool patio from 5 stories up.
Yeah, if you're going to be...
She's been looking for me all day, guys. It's her. I got to get out of here.
If you're going to be that on edge about the situation, then maybe this isn't for you.
No.
You need to be a little more chill.
Right.
If you're going to participate in this sort of thing.
Right. How bad do you feel if you're the dude that knocked on the door? I had no idea what was going on in there. I didn't know.
It just sounded like fun. I like fun.
It sounded like a slip and slide was going on in there. And yeah. I love slip and slides.
Yeah.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
That's going to do it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. Patrons, get ready. We are just days away from launching another patron-exclusive show.
It's true. It's going to be a Memorial Day spooktacular. But this one was brought to you by Nature's Treatment of Illinois. Order recreational items online from the Galesburg location, and you can order medicinal items
online from the Milan location if you use Leafly. And you can do that by just going to the website. That's ntillinois.com.
Until we get a chance to do it again, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock Island.
Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
So long, Screwy. See you.
Oh, we are the boys of the chorus. We hope you like our show. We know you're rooting for us, but now we have to go.